Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Will, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go Animalize This.
All right, police and animal rescuers in Pennsylvania. They're teaming up to attempt to capture multiple escaped animals seen wandering loose near Lancaster County. The Manor Township Police Department, they said officers are working with local animal groups in an attempt to track the animals down, seen running loose in the area of the Conestoga Country Club. Now, police said feeding stations and traps were set up during the weekend in the hopes of bringing the problem to a peaceful end. Authorities urged local residents to leave the critter chasing to the professionals and do not attempt to chase or feed the animals themselves. Now, the origins of the loose animals, they say, are unclear. So the bigger question is, what type of animals are on the loose? Is it emus? Is it turkeys? Is it llamas? Or is it pigs? So emus, turkeys, llamas, or pigs? Oh, my.
You said Lancaster County, PA, right?
Pennsylvania, yep.
Which is Amish land. So turkeys are natural there.
Miles, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm always going to say emu or llamas, but in this case, golly. I'm going to go emus just based on the fact that they could actually hurt you if they wanted to.
I'm going to say turkeys.
Turkeys.
Jab turkeys.
What'd you say, Miles?
I said emus.
All right, I'll say llamas.
Llamas.
The llamas.
Tinsel llamas.
The llamas.
Striking. So the question is, what are these animals on the loose in Pennsylvania? Emus, turkeys, llamas, pigs. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Animal Insights on Profile. Those police in Pennsylvania are trying to catch multiple animals that are on the loose in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Authorities say do not approach them, don't feed them, don't try to catch them. Let the pros do that. Question is, what were the animals? Emus, turkeys, llamas, or pigs?
And let us start with our caller, Will, who has since hung up. Will, you went with turkeys. It was not turkeys. B. Ted Smith, you went with llamas.
Llamas.
It was not llamas. That leaves Miles of Montgomery went with emus.
Oh, you got it.
Was it pigs?
It's freaking pigs, dude.
I almost went pigs, but right. I was like...
That's the least interesting answer. That's why I figured no one's going to guess it, just because that's not interesting.
It's
I don't
not.
Know why they're dangerous, but...
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's feeling like if you're going to feed a pig, the pig would be happy to see
That's
it.
What I'm saying. Like, why?
Like, what?
Stay away from the pig.
It's a pig, man.
I mean, if you can just... Give them like a Twinkie.
Food, right. They'll follow you home.
And pick them up.
I don't know, man. Maybe they got a real attitude, those pigs.
You know, it's Amish pigs, you know. Who knows?
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
A lot of attitude on that pig. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
You got Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, SNL, Bill Maher, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams of talent to write or something from their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Chimpanzee researcher Jane Goodall has died at the age of 91. The family has requested, instead of sending flowers, please throw feces.
SNL.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah, we can know.
Chimpanzee researcher Jane Goodall has died at the age of 91. The family requests that, in lieu of sending flowers, please throw feces.
Almost 70% of the military is overweight. The song the Marines sing now is From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Triple X.
Fallon.
Bill Maher.
Almost 70% of the military is overweight. The song the Marines sing now is From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Triple X.
Police in Florida pulled over a Camry last weekend after it was caught racing a motorcycle at 3 a.m., going 124 miles per hour. The driver claimed he was speeding because he had to use the bathroom. That story again. Your Camry could do 125 miles per hour.
Ted Smith.
I hope it's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. That is the news.
Hey, great car, but you don't see him flying.
No.
Sean Combs was sentenced on Friday to 4 years in prison. And I'll be honest, it's hard to watch someone I love get punished, but that's what Diddy would do.
SNL.
Bill Maher.
SNL.
Sean Combs was sentenced on Friday to 4 years in prison, and I'll be honest, it's hard for me to enjoy watching someone I love get punished, but that's what Diddy would do.
It's being reported that major talent agencies are interested in signing an AI-invented actress named Tilly Norwood. The AI-generated actress got her start after she had a hotel meeting with AI Harvey Weinstein.
I'll say we can update.
Yeah, we can update.
We can update.
It was reported that major talent agencies in Hollywood are interested in signing a new AI-generated actress named Tilly Norwood. The AI-generated actress got her start after she had a hotel meeting with AI Harvey Weinstein.
So obviously we've been here 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. I do watch Seahawks, right? And I've been in the national title game. I support the Washington Huskies. But I've never lied about I'm a Maryland fan first.
Sure.
So was back in Maryland. God damn it. They're up 20-3 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right. So shout out to all my Cougs fans that were buddies that were texting me like, give it to them. And then I was like, yep. And then credit to Washington. That offense caught fire.
Yep.
They ended up winning 24-20. Needless to say. But I guess I would say shout out to like the three dudes I saw at the beer stand. They knew the show. They had flown in. Scooter, it was nice meeting you at the bar.
I was this close to texting our group chat just to dish it out to our boy Marshawn because it's like, look at a little one-sided over there in Maryland. And all of a sudden, I went away for a while, checked out the score. I was like, by God, they did it.
Wait until the end of the game.
Yeah, Maryland needs to learn that. I did think for a minute we were going to get thrown out of the stadium. Somebody in our group, won't say who, might have had a few too many orange crushes, was very loud. And then my buddy Marshawn and my buddy Rob were sitting in the row in front of us.
So it wasn't them.
It wasn't them. In their purple. And then my other buddy, Will, every time Maryland would score, he would go over and just kind of dry hump their back. So they were just like, you guys are killing us.
Right.
We got Will messing with us. You guys are screaming in our ears. So, yeah, when they came back and won, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah. My son even asked, he said, what happened? I was a Ravens fan. I said, oh, and there's obviously something contaminated in the entire state of Maryland's water supply. And it only affects the football teams.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And then we sucked it up. Got on an early morning flight. We're going to be back in Seattle for the time for the Seahawks game, right?
Wait, like what time did you get on a flight?
That flight departed Baltimore at 7:55.
So 4:55 here.
Brutal.
Right?
Brutal.
But don't worry, Smiles.
Brutal.
My buddy can get back in time to hang out with the fam. I have plenty of time to watch that game. Seahawks game, just score.
It was a great game.
And then they lost right at the end of the fourth quarter. So I'm just like,
come on, Mariners.
Like, come on, right? So you're right. Now, full disclosure.
One game left.
I didn't mean to, but definitely took a nap on my couch. You know, one of those ones where you wake up like, oh, I took a nap. And it's like the fifth inning, and I'm like, Mariners, give me something. It was good to see the Mariners pull out a win. And, like, Seahawks, two thing, right? Because Mike and I are always texting during the game. They did have a lot of DBs out. Tampa Bay, I do think, is a good team.
They're a good team.
But it's just tough. And then to lose again at home, right? Mm-hmm. We did the same thing with the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I don't think it's anything to do with the coaching staff or this or that. Like, just those home losses just keep piling up. And it's like, they got to start winning these close
games. It also reminded me of being a kid, watching those guys come out in the same uniforms that they wore when they were introduced in the league.
I would say easily the best uniform matchup
I've seen all
year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And look, man, I mean, it was still a great game. You could be a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Well, and
my son even just said, I said, look, there's nothing to get upset about. At some point, you just have to accept you're bad. Our team is hot trash. That's just what they are this season. Who knows why? So my son said, look, I don't want to suck a little bit. He's like, if they're going to be this bad, I want it to be historically bad. And I'm like, you know what, man? So that's kind of our thing now. Like, don't F up and win a goddamn game. Mm-hmm. Defense is on pace to give up more freaking points than has ever been scored in the NFL. I'm like, you're right.
If we're
going to do this, man, then suck right.
There is a threshold that you pass. You know, nobody wants to be on the losing end of a heartbreaker. However, you at least appreciate that your team did well. You know, as far as the Seahawks go, we had a lot of people missing on defense. I don't chalk that up to anything other than it was just not our game. We played a very good team. Our defense was switched.
And you played a great game.
The other side of it is that you could either lose handily to another team, and when you get beat, it sucks, and it sucks bad. However, if you get beat down, if you are absolutely floored, you can just throw your hands up and just say, you know what, we had
the last three weeks, that's where I've been. After 3 weeks ago, Ravens played Detroit. Detroit drove a 96-yard drive and then had a 91 or 92. And I looked at my son in that moment and I said, we're doomed. He goes, well, I said, look, man, if you're deep twice in one game, if you cannot stop another team, and I know Detroit's good, hold them to a field goal, that's what good teams do. We're making them look great. I said, I'm telling you, the season's over. It's not worth getting upset about anymore. So yesterday, we broke into applause because we got a touchdown.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're just getting shellacked, and it's red zone, right? So they cut over to the Ravens game. We're like, oh, not another one. I mean, Houston just kept scoring. We got a touchdown. The game's out of reach. We didn't care. We're like, yeah, bitches. That's right. You can't keep us down. You can beat us by 34 points.
We got a YouTube comment. As a Panthers fan, I just hope they all have fun.
Dude, well, I don't even right know though, what
when
to
you
tell
have those
guys,
close
man.
Games like that, right? It's like, obviously, the buddies are with us that were Washington fans. So like, well, that was a great game. Now, some of my people in my family were very salty. Really, like, you know, F this, F that. And I was like, he's not wrong. It sucked for our end. But if you had just been watching that game, it's a great game to watch. It's the same thing yesterday. I think I even said to Mike, well, there's 2 minutes left. I go, either way, this is a great game to watch.
I think there's a difference. I think the Seahawks game yesterday was a good game. It started good. It stayed good. It ended good, right? Might not have ended the way you wanted, but it was a game. If you're a passive NFL fan, you would sit down and watch that game because they're just throwing blows at each other. That Maryland-UW game was not a good game. UW had an impressive fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right. The game was boring because Maryland just beat the living hell out of them. And then in the fourth quarter, it was the exact opposite. But, like, a good game, I don't know.
Well, look, I said this off the air, but, I mean, I'm in the stands in that fourth quarter on that last drive for UW. And I literally, we have three timeouts. And there's only, like, 2.5, 3 minutes. So I fathom tried to save timeouts. But I literally went, you got to take a timeout.
You have to.
Or jump off sides. I'll give up 5 yards. But you could just feel
the
momentum, right? It was like every Maryland player was just standing on their heels like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, stop the clock. Like, do something. They don't. You could hear me just screaming, stop the clock. They toss a pass, score a touchdown. My buddies were just like, hey, you were right. I was like, I know. No, I don't want to be right.
Well, they scored a touchdown, the clock stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
You did it.
Yeah, right.
Good job,
congratulations.
Guys. Right. Right. And at no point did they run the ball. But you had such a big lead, you could have just sat on it.
I don't know why they did.
But either way, kind of an up and down weekend. The main thing is, though, good for the Mariners. People
are
fired up.
Yep.
I was telling Mike doesn't like to talk about it too much. You don't want to jinx them. I still think that team, it's just a different vibe than a couple of years ago. They snuck into the playoffs. You're kind of like,
they're coming in with belief this time.
Right. And baseball, look, it's just odd because I didn't like that the Mariners just sat around for a week, right? Mm-hmm. So you had that. Now, it's so long over that course. Who knows what's going to change? Like Toronto right now just can't stop, right?
Jesus, right.
They're just on fire. But who knows? Their buzzsaw could be in the next round.
Well, I was going to say.
Who gets hot and who gets cold?
Right now it's tied, and the Mariners' bats haven't come alive.
Correct. That's what I think.
If their bats, yeah, exactly.
They
just
won't.
Just get the win, and when those bats come alive, you're going to see what you saw all season.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you're right to say that. It helped you all year.
I don't blame your
hate
on him. I don't blame your thought process.
We can't get to the championship series. That's just not what we do.
Yeah.
I say it all the time if I'm on a date. There's no way I can get erect.
Right.
You know, there's no way we're going to have that. I'm not even going to have to think about that. Uh-oh.
A little reverse psychology. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. She won't kiss me.
We should have gone to that third bar. Now she's like, I'm ready for action. Okay. It is 1 a.m.
She's not feeling Randy on this drive home.
Okay, no, I'll get at you in the morning.
I haven't had that since high school. Why would I have that now?
You don't do that at this age.
Exactly. I'm too old for that.
I wouldn't want it if you wanted it.
No, exactly. Ooh, yucky.
Yucky.
I've tried it dry.
Yucky poopy.
That's dangerous.
I will also say, I met a guy. He used to work with my brother, right? He's in all Husky gear, and his wife is with him, right? I will just say this. If you live in this area, like, look, there could be issues in Seattle and stuff, but just the Northwest in general, the weather, the scenery. So at one point, it's me and this guy kind of on the side, and he's like, you still live in Seattle? I go, I do. I live in North Seattle. And he's like, you remember that 1 year? We had like 60 or 50-some days straight of rain. I go, yeah. And he goes, it broke my wife. Her family's from this area, so we moved here. And he like looks around, looks at me, goes, I miss the Northwest. I'm like, what? He goes, oh, I hate these summers. He's like, I'm dying out here. It's still humid. And
it's
like,
so hot.
He's like, I miss the Northwest so much.
I'm dying out
here. Then he started goofing on his one kid. He's like, I took him out there this summer. And he's like, what mountain is that? I'm like, son, that's just a mountain with snow on it.
I met somebody in Florida like that who live in Delaware. I'm like, why are you living in Delaware? This is the bar in the airport in Houston. He goes, man, we used to live in Kirkland, but my wife was going to kill me or divorce me, so I had to move.
Because of the weather.
She was like, yeah.
He's like me.
She was turned into a vampire.
Right, he loves the weather. I'm with you. I was like, I can't wait to get back out there, put a hoodie on. Amy Poehler, I think I agree with her on this one, she was on a podcast talking about basically, how are the comedies not recognized by the Oscars?
We've been saying that for years.
We have no idea. Mm-hmm.
Right, because...
they'll say best like comedy or musical.
You know, but I mean, they don't really mean it.
They don't mean it.
No, it's like the award that they give away.
It should be like Naked Gun. They should be up for the best comedy movie so far this year.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch, right? He's a famous actor. Everybody knows him.
But
he's
Doctor Strange.
It's something on my penis, Doctor Strange.
Something, Doctor Strange.
So he's on the podcast with Amy Poehler, and he said, if you can do comedy, you can do anything. I really do believe that. So, of course, Amy Poehler's like, yeah, you don't have to tell me. Every single year at the Oscars, everybody gets blanked, and all the serious people get up and accept. And I like her. She goes, I think it's a BS that comedy's not. It's not as easy as people think.
I don't know why it's not recognized.
And those are the legendary movies. You know, those are the ones that you'll watch them over and over and over again. Like, well, I know you'll get into a heavier movie, but I tend to go more light when I watch a movie.
Right, like I have a soft spot for war movies, but outside of that, you're right. Generally, if you're going to rewatch it, it's a comedy.
How many people here have seen Citizen Kane?
Yes.
How many times have you watched it?
One.
Exactly. That's all. So you say this movie's this great cinematic masterpiece, and it is truly a subjective thing. I think it's hot garbage. But the point is, I saw this movie that routinely is brought up as being this class. This is the way movies are. I never need to see it again. No. But if Caddyshack's freaking on, then yeah. I'm going to watch it.
I could have a last show that I'm watching in a series, you know? And tonight's going to be the night I watch that. If Step Brothers is on, I'm watching Step Brothers.
Right.
We don't like to reward
people for bringing joy.
No. There was about 3 hours on Saturday where people keep yelling at my friends, crab cake and football is what Maryland does. Right. There was about three quarters we were yelling it at.
Yes.
So that's from...
Yes, exactly.
Wedding Crashers. Trying to prove a point there.
No one's screaming, I drink your milkshake.
Right.
Right?
I've abandoned my child.
Ma, meatloaf.
Mom, come on.
Monday Night Football, you got the Jaguars hosting the Chiefs. After this weekend, the Jaguars might beat them by 30 points. Who knows?
Right. I know.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Michigan man is upset that someone won the big state lottery. Then he realizes it was him. Meanwhile, a woman is busted stealing a crystal ball and now realizes that her future is looking grim. Pastor kicked off a flight for not having an EpiPen. A deer caught up in a hammock was looking for a peaceful moment of zen. And a 17-year-old wakes up from a nap to find a bear in her house. Stealing food from the kitchen. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. The airlines are at it again. This time we go to Munich, where a woman's allergies kept her from flying. She's got a cacao allergy and has flown multiple times, simply informing the crew, who then make an announcement for passengers to take her into consideration. But on a trip from Malta to Munich, she was told to inform the flight crew prior to boarding her return flight. She received an email response asking her to have emergency supplies at the ready, meaning an EpiPen in her carry-on luggage. But since she's never been prescribed one nor needed one, she elected not to get one and stuck with antihistamine pills.
All right. Which has worked for her, obviously.
Right. Side note.
What is cacao?
Chocolate.
Thank you.
Side note, if all you need is antihistamine pills, why...
Why are they so worried?
Right. Why do we need to make an announcement about it? But when she informed the crew about her allergy after boarding once again, they asked for her EpiPen. When they find out that she didn't have one, they told her that she wouldn't be able to fly that day. She spent another night in the area in contact with her general practitioner, getting a prescription for the EpiPen so that she could have it at the ready for her next flight.
I'm assuming if she breathes in chocolate.
Right. Could possibly have a reaction.
Then she needs to bring that.
But the fact that she doesn't have it tells me that it's not an anaphylaxis, I'm choking, I can't breathe situation. If all she needs is antihistamine pills, that tells me that she's never had a reaction.
That's a bit. She knows what she needs. This has happened to her before.
Right.
So the fact that they make an announcement on the plane.
Right.
Like, no chocolate for you. Like, right. I just bought two chocolate bars.
Exactly.
And now, like,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Should I eat this?
Could you take the pill before you get on the plane? Just to say, look, I took my stuff. I'm good to go.
Like, I'm sorry to be this guy, but I will be this guy. It's like, okay, if all you need is antihistamine pills, you haven't had a reaction bad enough that's warranted an EpiPen, why are we making such a big deal that you have an allergy?
Why does the pilot...
You brought it up.
Yeah, why does the pilot need to make an announcement?
Right. I'm sorry if you get itchy on the plane. Okay, nut allergies? Like, all right, I get that. You're gonna die up there. Absolutely. Yeah,
but they got an EpiPen.
Right. It's like, you don't need the EpiPen. Okay, then why are we making a deal about it at all?
I am the main event.
So here's the thing. So she got the EpiPen after having to spend another day there, right?
Right.
But when she goes in for round two, they have no clue who she is and had no issue making the announcement and going as usual.
Right.
So now she's in a PR battle with the airline about the situation. I felt like a criminal when they kicked me off the plane. It's like, if you'd have just shut up, you'd have been fine.
They did not screen you for this.
Right.
You told them.
But if you're, I don't know.
Like, I need to
hear
more
about
this.
Is there not enough, like, rows distance?
Right.
I mean, my thought, I don't know what proximity she would be in, but obviously if I'm about to break open a chocolate bar and she brings it up, I'm going to eat it slowly. There I mean, I'll just be like, fine.
But that's the thing is that if you have like a nut allergy or something where you could have an anaphylactic reaction, like the recycled air that you got in there, like it doesn't matter where you're at in the plane. If there's nuts on there, then they're exposed, tail. They're going to they're going to have a reaction. But again, if all you need is the antihistamine pills, that tells me you get itchy.
Just take the pill.
Hey, call it good. Anyway, there's clearly stuff that I don't know about this. I don't know.
No, me too.
In other news, we go to Minnesota where a best man lived up to his title. I love this story. Authorities were called to a wedding venue on reports of an altercation. The story goes that in the waning hours of the wedding, an uninvited guest arrived at the wedding wearing formal attire and stormed his way to the groom. Great idea, by the way. The intruder confronted the groom about not showing up to a funeral that had occurred and allegedly became agitated enough to shove the groom. This is when the best man had had enough. And he pulled a gun before uttering, quote, "We aren't playing that S," and then shot the intruder in both legs.
Wow.
Yeah, both legs. Damn.
Before fleeing the scene with his family. I just love that he got the cool line out. "We aren't playing that." Pow!
And hit both legs.
Yes.
Yeah, because that won't ruin the wedding day.
That's right.
Nothing to see here, just a man bleeding.
It's already ruined at that point.
Yes.
He's shoving the groom. The victim told authorities that he was just there to pick up his kids and family from the wedding and confronted the groom about the missed events, but disputes that he put hands on him, claiming the groom was the one to do the shoving. Charges are being filed and the best man was arrested.
I have said this before. I've only once seen a fist fight at a wedding, and it was the same situation. Right? Somebody was picking up
somebody.
Kids. All right. Right, like my buddy has a daughter with a woman. She has a new guy. He showed up and proceeded to get into it with my butt. It was just like,
wow.
Like this. Like, look, I get it. It's coming from a funeral. You're probably pissed. Just not the place.
Right.
Right. That's all. Right. Read the room, brother.
Right. Call me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. pissed and come after me.
And you're not going to find much more of a one-sided argument on who people agree with than the guy whose wedding day it
yeah,
is.
Correct. No kidding.
Correct.
He could be a complete a-hole, but that day, that we got to take his side.
He's king today. That's right. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Michigan, where disappointment turned into celebration. A local man bought into the local lottery, as he's been known to do, and bought himself 30 draws of his favorite game. He watched as the drawings took place to no avail and decided to head out, with the idea that if he got home and the drawings were still going on, that he would head to the bar to finish out the game, which he did. He, like so many others, checked his phone to discover, to his disappointment, that somebody had won the jackpot of more than $500,000. But his disappointment soon turned into excitement when he actually checked his ticket to find out that he was the one who was the winner. Now he says he doesn't know what he's going to do with all this money, but likely he'll just go ahead and invest it.
Oh, don't worry. The taxes will take care of it.
No kidding, dude. Men's Room Sports. Big weekend for Seattle sports once again as the Seahawks hosted the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a throwback clad game yesterday. Unfortunately, our injury-laden defense couldn't hold the Bucs long enough and were bested with a walk-off field goal by Tampa Bay. So, maybe next week.
Yeah, meanwhile, guy in the corner of the end zone, don't yell at Baker Mayfield. He plays better pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can we not? Meanwhile, the Mariners started their playoff run here at home over the weekend against the Detroit Tigers and walked away with a tied 1-1 series. This is a best of five, so they got the night off as they head to Detroit for another two games against the Tigers. Hopefully, they can keep the magic alive. They need two more wins to move on to the conference series. Game three will be on tomorrow afternoon. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got NBA preseason over on NBA Network. More baseball playoffs on TBS and True TV. And Monday Night Football between the Chiefs
Monday
and the Jags
Night Football
over on ESPN. As far as your weather, clear skies are dropping things down to a low of 48 tonight. Should be clear, so check out that super moon. And we've
super
got another
moon.
Beautiful, sunny, and 71 day to look forward to tomorrow. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. One Hit Wonders tomorrow with the Daily Mix Morning Show. And Sit and Spin the Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.